Were they playing over there in Miami?
Yes, they were.
All right,
they'll play
all
again
right.
tomorrow in Miami.
All right, we'll see.
Then they'll come to Dallas.
Wait till they get here to Dallas. Yeah, then we'll rough them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will, because you know Scott's been a Mavericks fan.
I have been so with the Mavericks.
He goes all the way back to the Don Carter days.
Yeah, we call him Mr. NBA around here.
Mr. Maverick, no
less. Hey, I'm just telling you, tonight the Stanley Cup is on. Stanley Cup playoffs start.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Like you're going to be watching it.
I don't know. I kind of.
Yeah, what's it on, like the Speed Channel or something? I mean,
no,
because
no, it's on NBC.
Oh, NBC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of digging a little hockey.
I know, but you know, you say that, but how much do you really watch? Really?
Oh well, no, I don't. Yeah. Well, it's more fun to watch in person, without a doubt. But anyhow, by the way, Tom, you might want to watch this tonight.
Might.
It's 9 o'clock tonight on the Travel Channel. Mm-hmm. It's the season premiere. They're going to do an entire season to this. Sandmasters.
Oh. Sand sculptors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's called Sandmasters.
Well, yeah, but it's about sand sculpting, right?
This this new series follows, Chase, I know you're excited too, two of the world's most in-demand sand carvers.
Oh, man.
The most in-demand.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to know them.
Okay.
Or, you know, because I bet they come to PA for Sandfest every April.
And their team, as they travel the world and attempt to deliver on their demanding clients' outrageous requests.
Hey, you scoff.
I didn't scoff. I just said,
well, you talked in a scoffing mode. Yes. Sort of a scoffing. Chase, was he scoffing a little?
Sarcastic, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. But Sandfest down at PA is a big deal. I mean, there's
I ever say anything about Sandfest?
I mean, there's like 50,000 people there watching these people, it's incredible what they do.
Yeah.
Well, this ain't like a little 2-foot sandcastle. These things are like 12, 15 feet high.
Well, we've all seen pictures. So anyway, so that's going to be on, and it's a series. So you know, you might want to get your DVR, and you can set it up. A few button pushes, and you're there.
Yeah.
So you can
thank you for telling me because I will. As soon as I get home, I'll
let you know.
I'll DVR it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take all that space that Oprah used to have and put that on your DVR.
That's right.
Okay, so now.
Busted.
Yeah. I'm noticing I happen to be home standing in front of a television at 5:30.
So, was it on?
I turned it on.
Yeah.
To just to kind of see, you know, what the national news was leading with. And all three of them led with this story yesterday about cell phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was watching early show this morning, and they were talking more about it.
What time? I mean,
at 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. They were leading with it still this morning that we're all going to die.
Well, I mean, there are quite a few people who use cell phones. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
Yeah.
A respected international panel of experts now say that cell phones are possible cancer-causing agents, putting them in the same category with the pesticide DDT, gasoline, and engine exhausts, and, says here, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, you're in trouble, buddy.
Yeah.
You need to start using some DDT, and then you'll have the you've already got the trifecta because you got the gasoline.
Bathed myself
engine.
In some Agent Orange. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, but the thing is, I'm not going to believe it until it comes from a disrespected panel of international experts.
Oh, you don't want the respected one?
No.
You want a bunch of people who nobody's heard of.
Exactly. Yeah. I want a disrespected panel.
Classification was issued Tuesday in France by the International Agency for Research on Cancer after a review of dozens of studies. The agency is an arm of the World Health Organization. That's part of the, you know, big deal. That's, what is that, UN? Are they part of that? Anyway, classifying agents as possible carcinogenics doesn't mean they automatically cause cancer. And some experts said the ruling shouldn't change people's cell phone habits. Well, you know. So the question is, should you be concerned? And they talked to a guy named Donald Berry, who's a professor of biostatistics at MD Anderson in Houston. He said, anything is a possible carcinogen. This is not something I worry about, and it will not be in any way, it will not in any way change how I use my cell phone. But, I mean, that's a personal decision, right? So are you going to get one of those things that you plug in your ear? Because I tried one of those, and it just annoyed the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I didn't know. One of those Bluetooth things?
Well, yeah.
You know what works better? I mean, what works better for me on my previous phone and my current phone device? better than the one my one trial with a Bluetooth ever did. And that's just the speakerphone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The speakerphone function actually works better on these phones than it does on, you know, these high-dollar office phones that we have here.
Well, and I want you to go ahead and take that with you to the movie theater and go ahead and activate the speakerphone.
Well, you're not supposed to be talking on the cell phone there.
I'm
anyway.
Talking about when I'm in my vehicle.
Okay.
Jerk. Right.
Yeah. But what if you're in a restaurant and somebody decides they want to use the speakerphone feature?
Well, did you listen to Something You Should Know this morning?
No, I did not hear it.
It was about this very thing, about responding to a text or taking a call when you are otherwise engaged with another person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether or not it's rude not to respond to that text or take that call.
Oh, I've got to take this call. Mm-hmm. Really? Do you? Or I've got to take this, whatever.
But you know what it boils down to? I mean, if you want to feel like that you are captivating that person's attention.
Certainly.
Which, if you think about it, okay, is it common courtesy, perhaps? And I'm not saying that it's not, that it's a degree of common courtesy, but it's also just the basic selfishness that we all have.
Yes, being self-centered.
Because you're bypassing time with me to accept that call.
And, of course, what happens is, to a certain group of people, as soon as you take that call, they'll get their phone out.
Sure.
So that they could check their messages or tell somebody, hello.
So if you were driving down the road drinking a cup of coffee in your gas-powered automobile, then you might just...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that... Well, but you got to be eating a famous bowl, too. Hello. Yeah.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, you know, your cell phone never rings unless you've got both hands full or deeply engrossed in conversation.
Yep, that's right. And if you're driving,
usually
down the
road, both for me while I'm eating the double slam burger driving down the road at 70 miles an hour with someone else.
And you're taking the famous bowl home with you to eat later.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or you could
for a snack.
Or you could just have the box of pizza open on the passenger seat. doing that.
I get home, Jamie pries me out and rolls me into the house. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just out there. So there it is. I mean, take it for whatever it's worth. Hey, how are you?
If I'm having a conversation with somebody and they pull out their cell phone and answer, I walk away.
Yeah,
I got no time for that.
I hear you. Yeah. More and more, I don't, if I go into a meeting or something, I don't take my cell phone with me.
But based on what that caller just said, then how important was that conversation to you to begin with?
Well, but what I think what he's doing,
because that the person taking that call is so unbelievably rude. This is the same reason road rage is out there. It's because someone cut you off in traffic, and so you take such great offense to that as if that person got out of bed this morning and said at 7:22 on Wednesday morning, I am going to find a total stranger and cut them off in traffic.
It might be a better way, and I hear what you're saying. It's talk rage, but I also see what the caller's saying. Would it be better if you said, do you mind if I take this call? I mean, if you do it that way, then that person will, I think, most of the time give you permission. Hello?
You know, you're talking about that. Wait, can I take this call?
I heard what he did there.
Yeah. Hello?
A little levity.
Yeah, the cell phones were the missing element in Idiocracy, I think.
Idiocracy.
Oh, that's the movie I had to turn off because it hit too close to home.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, if that caller feels it's so important to take a call that he knows nothing about, then our conversation is over.
All right, well, I understand, but quite often you have
caller ID. Caller ID gives you at least an indication of what the call might be about.
Help you a little bit. Hello?
To me, it's no different than going to a local business and standing there face-to-face with the clerk, and they pick up the phone and answer it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's just wrong. You've waited in line for that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There's a difference there, okay? You're talking about giving someone money as opposed to personal interaction. And again, it's I mean, who's more selfish at that point? Are you more selfish for taking the call, or am I more selfish because I got my feelings hurt because you took the call?
Of course, again, I don't know what the circumstance is. It depends on whether you're talking retail or you're talking food where there's only one person who
No. I'm excluding the business angle. No, that's unacceptable in any circumstance.
Okay. All right. So you're just saying...
I'm talking about from a personal standpoint. What is the depth of our relationship if I'm going to get my feelings hurt so bad that I'm going to walk away from a conversation with you?
I think it also depends on what the conversation is. Where are you? What are you talking about? If it is something that does need to be continued, and
my whole point is really just points to both sides. Mm-hmm. We probably need to quit taking ourselves quite so seriously.
Well.
Just think about that for a second.
I don't have time to listen to this, Chase.
That's right.
Hello?
Can your phone not take a message for you? Is that the problem?
Yeah. Will that text message go away forever? Does voicemail not work? Yeah, understand. Hello?
Why not just, let's play like we don't have cell phones and we have to wait till we get home to
Oh, you're, so, now come on, ma'am. you're just, that's so 1970s.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's so us.
Don't you
yeah.
realize our world never worked before cell phones?
That's right.
We never got anything accomplished before cell phones?
Yeah. Or don't the internet. Remember? Yeah. None of us lived.
Yeah. That's right. We just, somehow we stumbled through life stubbing our toe on life's little problems. I mean, I appreciate that, but, you know, please remember.
Remember the days when you really did have to make a phone call while you were driving and, and you went and you just pulled over to the first convenience store because they always had a payphone hanging off the wall outside?
Or you tried to remember where there were,
gas station had the actual, payphone little square booth.
Yeah.
That was, you know, off to the side.
Hello.
Galatians 5:22-23 speaks of patience and perseverance.
Well, yeah, we should all have more, that's for sure.